doing a radio show on Christmas, it seemed like a good idea about 6 months ago. It doesn't seem like a good idea now. Anyway, Roscoe, the first guest and a bum on us.
Hey.
Actually, I bummed on the first guest myself. I tell you about this.
It sounds like a command decision.
Yeah, well, you know what it is? It's like it's Christmas, right?
Right.
So, first of all, I don't need somebody to like leave me waiting downstairs, like being 7 minutes late. And then I call him up, and he's like, I'll be down in 2 minutes. It's like, first of all, I don't need to be somebody being late. Second of all, I don't need to be yelled at. So I just left. What do you think that was? What would you have done?
Pound, I think you made the proper move.
Yeah, I mean, I'm crabby on Christmas anyway, but I mean, I don't really need to like do somebody else a favor and then have them show utter contempt for all my hard work.
I don't want to get into it.
But Roscoe, you are the first one. The other, the second one, we were going to call Megan at home in Texas. I finally get through. It's her brother, her stepbrother on the phone, like, you know, letting the call waiting go. So I guess she lost the wrestling match over the phone.
Oh, great.
Anyway, how are things at the Pines?
The Pines is rocking pretty good.
Pines swinging?
The bird is, in there. We got the hound on. It's kind of like the Pines of Christmas past.
Who's all at the Pines? You got the speak? You got a speakerphone there?
No, we got feedback though.
Oh.
We got Mikey, Liz.
Merry
Gino.
Christmas, Mikey.
And Mary Lee, and I said Liz, and Gino and ML.
Small Christmas. That's the whole crowd so far.
It's early.
How was Padre Brucci's midnight mass?
He was good.
I always like his mass. I was just so drunk when you called. I was so out of it.
He's very straight and informative.
Well, it's a gig, man.
And plus, I always love the two-tone sunglasses.
Yeah, those are great.
Do you have the paper out there?
I got the news somewhere. Why?
Well, because I'm trying to, you know, Mikey actually paid me from the last football game that I watched with him. And
so, I got the paper right in front of me now.
Waco didn't. And
What's happening?
We need the point spread on the Oilers-Niners thing.
Oh, okay. I'm looking for it.
Well, that's good.
Nino, what's the vibe today anyway?
Obvious Christmas vibe.
Yes.
I brought my own knives.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And
so you haven't started carving yet, have you?
No. And we'll hold on to it.
Where do they have the point spread in the Darius? Houston, let's see. This is Houston, the 49ers we're looking
at?
Yeah.
Oilers.
Yeah. Doesn't even have the point spread.
Really?
Hold on. Do they list it somewhere separate?
Usually with the schedule of games.
Yeah. That's what I'm looking. Let me see. Okay. Sunday's games. Man.
How about Saturdays?
Okay, wait a second. I'm here. What division?
Oh, yeah.
What division are they in?
I don't know. It must be West.
Oilers, 49ers.
Yeah.
It's like the one game that doesn't seem to be listed. Oh, here it is. Okay, 8.5 points.
Oh, I told Mikey I'd give him 10.
For the 49ers?
Yeah.
You're giving him 10. You're giving away 10 points?
For Mikey?
For Mikey. It's a gift.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of a holiday thing.
How much you betting?
You know, $20.
There you go.
Kind of a reasonable Christmas.
Yeah. Nothing too extra extravagant. So what are you guys drinking?
There's a whole variety of booze being offered. Beer, wine, cranberry juice, vodka.
What are you drinking?
Right now? Classic Bud.
What's Mikey drinking?
What? Mikey?
Yeah.
Cranberry.
Straight
cranberry and Valium, he said.
Cranberry with crushed up Valium in it? Cool. Very cool. Anyway.
Hi, Jess.
Jesse's here?
Jesse's mom just showed up.
Wow.
For the Christmas festivities. Well, I guess that pretty much is the Christmas vibe.
So are you carving that?
Yeah, I'll be carving. I think we're. I think it's a pretty good sized bird. So I don't
we'll
definitely hold on to some for you.
Be careful, and I'll see you at about 7.
Yeah. And we are playing on New Year's.
So Roscoe's gang is with the A-Bones at Brownie's New Year's.
We're going on last.
You're going on last, so stick around, folks.
It's a breakfast set thing.
Uh-huh. Who's cool?
Breakfast set with the Sco.
Who else is on that bill, you know?
The Liars, Swingin' Neckbreakers?
I think the Liars canceled, but I'm not
sure. Swingin' Neckbreakers, I know they're on it.
Oh, they're good.
Maybe the Vice Royals?
I'm not sure. They're pretty good.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, sort of a local alternative.
Well, there you go.
You know?
I myself will
not
be
like alternative, I mean alternative to like Tramps or something.
Right, right. We knew what you meant.
Not like music without a tuner.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, Skull. Merry Christmas. I got a present for you upstairs.
Ditto.
I'll bring it down.
I got one down here.
All right, see you in a few hours.
See ya.
Okay, check this VOM set out. You'll really like this. I got a couple of good ones.
Oh, I dug the Marques.
The flip side of, Christmas in the Jungle.
Yeah, it was good.
I got the flip side of Rats in My Room is a Christmas record. And I got a good Canned Heat and the Chipmunks one and some Sonics. And you'll dig it.
Terrific.
Okay, Merry Christmas, Roscoe.
Aloha, and Merry Christmas to the entire Hound Show audience.
There you go. Our first truly professional guest today, Roscoe. He's a pro. That's why he gets the big money.